David, your thoughts on tonight's draw here in Solitude?
Hard game, really hard game, tough game. Credit the players. They kept going, to the end. They showed a bit of guts, a bit of fire to keep going. Disappointing to, when we did get back into the game, and I think it was about 60 minutes, we conceded a really poor goal shortly after, instead of giving us a little bit of time to settle back into the game, to possibly go and win it. We found ourselves chasing the game again, a poor goal. But we made a couple of changes, changed a couple of things, and we found a way in. Big Ethan coming on, scoring, which was great. Great for him, great for us. It was a tough game. Honestly, it was a tough game today. Our players, they're shattered in there. They put a lot of hard work into the last number of weeks. We are in a game where we're too short from Saturday, missing Niall and Ahmed. So we're limited at the minute with sort of the injuries that we're carrying. So hopefully we come out of the game tonight and we can assess on Thursday and get a team ready for Coleraine on Saturday.
I mean, they're a good side, and they showed that tonight. So, you know, we were playing, you know, a team that is third or whatever they are in the league on merit.
Yeah, they're a good side. And they made us work hard tonight. I thought we probably should have been a wee bit better in the ball. I thought we had some nice bits in the first half, but nothing really clinical or sort of in behind them. We changed it again at half time and altered the formation slightly. We got ourselves back into it. The disappointing thing was tonight was the second goal, because if it had a stayed 1-1 and we had to get a little bit more of a, your hope then, a little bit more of a stranglehold in the game, you think that we can go and get the winner, but we find ourselves chasing it. But the players responded well, and that's key.
Most pleasing, you know, Ethan only off the bench, it's only his first or second game. Chris McKay scored on Saturday. It's pleasing that these new young lads up front are, you know, show them what they're capable of in front of goal. And Ethan looked a handful when he came on there tonight.
Yeah, he's a big, strong boy. And again, you know, the goal will do him again the world of good. He's still short. He played 60 minutes last night for the Swifts to catch up. Again, you know, he is going to take a little bit longer because he's coming in and he's missed a lot of football in December. But he's getting there. He's a handful. He works hard. He's keen. He wants to learn. And again, the boys have taken to him in the dressing room with his attitude alone. And he's got a certain amount of ability, which will certainly help him along the way. And say that goal tonight will certainly do him the world of good.
And the goal's great in front of the fans, you know, to send them home happy here tonight. You know, it was a big crowd, big occasion, TV cameras. You know, everybody goes home with something.
Yeah, again, you know, I thought it was a good atmosphere. I thought it was a decent game. Good tempo to it. One or two things. I'm not sure whether Chris McKay was fouled in the first 5 minutes or not. Possibly might have, on another occasion, you might have got a decision and whatever else, but we didn't. There was little things tonight, I thought, lots of positives for me. There's a couple of things, again, you want to do better at and improve on, which we'll continue to do. But the players showed a wee bit of character tonight to respond.
It's a bit like the split before the split, because we've Cliftonville, Coleraine, Larne, Glentoran in consecutive games here.
Yeah.
So massive game on Saturday now in Coleraine, isn't it?
Yeah, they've worked out well, how they've managed to. But it is what it is. Again, we have to play everybody again. Once, obviously, Cliftonville done tonight, probably before the split. So the tough games. The important thing is we recover, we assess on Thursday the squad. We hope tonight, I know Jamie was speaking to him briefly at the end there, he was knackered, and again he's put a lot into the last couple of games, so Cammy coming on gives a little bit of freshness again for Kyle, who's played probably too many games of late, coming back from the injury that he was out from, but he's keen and he wants to play. Hopefully we'll have a few more numbers. Jordan coming back on tonight, albeit very brief, and I had to make it very brief tonight. When you've got a player like Jordan on the bench, you ideally want to put him on longer, but with the injury he had, we needed to be careful. We spoke to Terry and the medical staff, and you know, Jordan come on and actually looked lively tonight when he came on, which was another plus.
One of them tonight, the most pleasing thing is the character, the will not to be beaten there tonight.
Yeah, that's important, and hopefully going forward it'll stand us in good stead, and it'll be key.
Well done tonight, all the best for another huge game, Coleraine Saturday.
Thanks, Andy.